As Nunavut, our land, celebrates its 25th anniversary, challenges remain in a crucial area that defines its identity as a territory and culture. Nunavut's creation, said Governor General Mary Simon, marked a significant milestone in the creation of Indigenous rights, particularly Inuit rights, and protecting and promoting Inuit culture and language and heritage. The fight to create the framework and legislation for the Inuit language got a boost a quarter of a century ago, but instilling the groundwork in the everyday reality of Nunavummiut has been a different, more nuanced challenge, in practice. April is Inuit Language Month, and this year, there's extra incentive to take pride in Nunavut's native language as it coincides with a quarter of a century of Nunavut's legislative existence. Carly Narek, Nunavut's Languages Commissioner, emphasized that she's always excited about the fact we have a dedicated month to celebrate our language. I reiterate this throughout the year, but I use the opportunity to remind the public about our language rights. I think language is something that has been instilled in us as Inuit in family, especially within my own family, she said, alluding to her mother, Eva Arik, Nunavut's first languages commissioner, a former premier and now commissioner. With older generations, it was so important to understand what is happening in the territory. Growing up being fully aware of Inuit language speakers, I was personally interested in journalism, and being involved in film, media, Carlene said. That was always in the back of my mind, especially how important the use of Inuktitut in those media was. It was one of the things Carlene turned her focus to before becoming language commissioner. Role of the commission. Carlene says her role is to ensure that Nunavut's language rights are being upheld, that Inuit language services are available. This includes the use and availability of services in Inuktitut, which includes Inuktitut and Inuinactin, French and English. The languages must appear on all public service notices and Nunavut advertisements, and any reception or services that are geared towards the public need to be spoken or in writing, in accordance with the Official Languages Act and the Inuit Language Protection Act. The Office of the Languages Commissioner's mandate also includes investigating any complaints about breach of this act. If Nunavummiut feel their rights are not being observed, they can approach my office and file a concern or complaint, and we will investigate and determine whether the concern is admissible through these language laws. The acts are applicable to the federal government, territorial government departments, public agencies, municipalities and the private sector. What we also do, Carlene said, is assist the private sector in complying with the law. If a company is not currently complying, we can guide them through an Inuit language plan, or direct them to other service providers that can further assist them. The Nunavut Languages Commissioner's mandate differs from work done by the Department of Culture and Heritage and the Inuit Yukasinganik Taigusiliuktit, or the Inuit Language Authority, but they sometimes coordinate efforts. The Inuit Yukasinganik Taigusiliuktit works on preserving terms, standardizing Inuktitut terminology and assessing Government of Nunavut, GN, employees as part of the Inuit Language Incentive Program. Carlene was scheduled to attend a meeting at Building 157, where Inuit Yukasinganik Taigusiliuktit has its office, when a fire destroyed the building on March 26. When I heard about the building that burned down, I felt it was such a loss for Inuit. I hope that they will be able to recover quickly, because their role is so important, she said. In the meantime, she carries on with her work. It's a constant learning process about our language, which was always important to me. Not just our own dialect, but all dialects of Inuktitut, Carlene said. However, she adds, there's always room for improvement. But if my office receives concerns, that's an indication there's a way to improve services within Nunavut. The office headquarters is located in Iqaluit, but the office itself can be reached by email or phone. April celebrations. Carlene enthuses about the theme and various activities the Department of Culture and Heritage have scheduled this month. She will be attending a few events herself in April. She encourages all Nunavummiut who wish to celebrate to come together and take part.